Now, verse number 29, Bhagavan is talking to us about pranayama. Apane juhvati pranam.
Apane juhvati pranam.
Prane panam tatha pare.
Prane panam tatha pare.
Prana panagati rudhva. Pranayam parayanah. Together, apane juhvati pranam, prane panam tatha pare, prana panagati rudhva, pranayam parayanah. So apane, so there are two, prana and apana, intake and excretion. And then there are, of course, five, but here Bhagavan is mainly addressing two. Apane means in the excretory breath, when the breath is being excreted, juhvati pranam. So the intake is offered in the excretion of the breath. Apane juhvati, offered or sacrificed. So intake is offered in the excretion, and prane apanam. And in the intake, the excretory breath, tatha apare. So other people, what they do, they offer the intake and the excretion, so the pranas, into the higher, into that higher. So that means that intake and excretion are both activities done for the higher goal. And then what he says, prana apana gati rudva. Rudva means controlling prana and apana, intake and excretion. Gati means the movement of prana and apana is controlled. We will talk about that. And these people are pranayama parayanaha. So for them, pranayama is the main goal or the main method. So that is addressed in this verse. So in pranayama, or when we breathe, there are three steps. Actually, there are four. Purak is the intake. Purak means to fill. So when I fill my lungs, that is called purak. And rechak is when I give up, empty. So filling and emptying. So fill my lungs and emptying my lungs. And kumbhaka is the gap. So when I take my breath in, then I pause. That is called anta kumbhak. So I have taken the breath in and I paused. And then when I breathe out, rechaka, then again that is called bahi kumbhak. So the idea is that breathing should not be just rapid, but it should be purposeful. Especially when we are trying to calm your mind, then what you do is you breathe slowly for 3 seconds. Then hold your breath as much as you can do comfortably, and then breathe out for 6 seconds. So the breathing out should be a deliberate slow process, double of what you are taking. It can be 3 and 6, it can be 4 and 8. So breathe in slowly, then hold the breath and pay attention to the gap, and then you breathe out. So whenever your mind is agitated, doing this pranayama, this kind of simple breathing, because pranayama, I'll talk about that. There are other techniques, there's Bhastrika and Kapalbhati and all, but the best is the simple breathing where you breathe in, hold your breath, and slowly breathe out. And it helps when you're trying to meditate, or when you're trying, especially when people who do puja, they do that anulom vilom, they breathe in and out. The idea is that by quietening the breath, you are quietening the mind. So the breathing should be done slowly and deliberately as much as possible. And breath, prana, is not only the breath, but it is the vital energy. It is the energy that is sustaining me. And the idea is not only pranas, but all my physiological functions should be controlled. So that means what I breathe, I should control. What I eat, you know, what I see, what I hear, what I put in my mind. You know, in our house, we are very particular not to, you know, put any junk or any nonsense. But in our mind, we put all kind of, we have no control. Our house we organize, you know, the closet and the, in our mind, there's no organization, no control. Any kind of garbage anybody can put. And we just read something on the internet and we believe it. You know, this is happening. And that's what happened. And so many riots were created because on WhatsApp and Facebook, people just post, oh, this person killed a cow or this person did kill this. And it creates so many riots. So control what? And then just as when we go to college, you know, the kids choose a major. You know, they may do this philosophy, they may do language, but their main major is what? Biology, or their main major is mathematics or engineering. So here also Bhagwan is telling us that you can choose one major. Maybe you can choose pranayam, or you can choose sense control, or you can choose control of actions. So pick one major and put all your effort, and then slowly what you will find is when you do one correctly, all others will come. Everything. When I control my breathing, it will help me control my senses and my actions. And breathing will help me control my mind and will make my mind more quiet. So pick a major and everything else will follow. And last week we had talked about it, but very briefly to summarize, prana is the intake, apana is the excretion, samana is the digestion. So whatever food I intake, there is digestion. Vyana is the circulatory system. So the rishis thousands of years ago knew about all these systems. And udana, Gurudev describes as improvement, how I can improve my knowledge, my mind and intellect. Udana, some scholars call it the force that is used at the time of death. At the time of death, the mind and intellect, the subtle body is pushed out. So pranayam should not be learned from the internet. You should not put on YouTube and say, okay, Kapalbhati, and you watch some, you know, Guru Baba Ramdev or somebody doing it, and you start doing it. That is, can be very harmful. Simple breathing is okay. Like we said, you breathe in through one nostril, control, and breathe out through the other, which they call anulom vilom, or breath observation, where I'm walking. Say I go for a morning walk or an evening walk when the weather is good. And instead of thinking about nonsense things or talking on the phone, I just chant the name of the Lord. And I breathe in and out and I say, Om Namah Shivaya, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So breathe in with Shri Krishna Sharanam, pause, and Mama. So chant the name of the Lord and breathe in and out. So that way what happens is you are getting physical exercise. Your mind is becoming quiet by breathing, you know, controlling the breathing. And by chanting the name of the Lord, you're getting purity. So pranayam should be learnt from a teacher, somebody who is qualified to teach. So have him watch you or her, how you are breathing, and especially these difficult techniques like Kapalbhati and Bhastrika and all should not be learned from the internet or should not be learned from a video, but from a proper teacher. Just as anything else, golf you cannot learn from the internet, medicine you cannot learn. To some extent you can, but how to examine a patient, how engineering, you know, everything, you need a live teacher. So here also. So the idea is that whatever activities I'm doing, physiological actions, should be controlled and should be done systematically. And when it is done slowly and carefully, then it helps the mind to become quieter. And every activity, you make it a yajna, dedicating to the Lord and dedicating to society. So even the breathing can be made into a spiritual exercise. Otherwise, we take breathing for granted. Oh, I'm breathing. So what is so special? But when breathing is done properly, it also can become a yajna. That's what Bhagwan is telling us. So apane juhvati pranam, pranepanam. So intake and excretion of breath should be done with the right attitude, with control, and where my ultimate goal is the highest. Then we'll do verse number 30, where he'll give us the last few yajnas, and then next week he will talk about what happens to one who practices these yajnas.